75.5% of the family here. From Nevis.
Is that right? In Cairns, you mean?
No, in St. Kitts.
In St. Kitts, is that right? Really? Most of the people in St. Kitts?
St. Kitts. Family come from Nevis. Are they, partner?
No.
Serious? Most of the... Only the fella that come from St. Lucia. More 75.5%
is that right? No
of
kidding.
The families down here come
is that
from
right? Nevis. Is that right? And you don't just mean this side of the island. You mean the whole island?
The whole island. From what I understand, I think I read part of it in the Caribbean history. Cajunton, Barbuda, and Nevis, Rawlins Plantation, there was slave breeding grounds.
Mm-hmm.
The slave master used to pick out the best, healthy, structured people and send them there to breed.
I see.
So... Yeah. You find between Montserrat, Antigua, Martinique, the family.
I see.
Between Nevis, St. Kitts,
I see.
Well, Anguilla, we are one.
I heard a lot of people. I've heard people talk about people coming from Nevis to St. Kitts to work in the cane.
They did.
Yeah,
they did. The Anguillans did. The Nevisians did. In fact, that's how come so many Nevisians down here, because at the time, Nevis grew cotton, Kitts grew cane and cotton. Nevis was smaller, so most of them come down to make more money, and you must understand, the cane heavier than the cotton.
Harder work when...
It's harder work to me, but it's heavier than the cotton, so they come to cut the cane so that they can make money.
I see. But there's no cotton grown in St. Kitts now at all?
No cotton no more, unless you see them wild through the bush and things like that.
Yeah, but there's no production of it. There's no. It's
not even... That in the time of Pharaoh, I go so far back, Pharaoh took the inhabitants of Egypt and surrounding Egypt and made them his subjects to be slaves. Kept them in bondage for over 50-something years. The people prayed to the only inside being of which they concentrate themselves, because remember they were illiterate. But God or whoever you might want to call him, who know the way they felt and what they hunger for, he sent Moses. Moses took them from there, crossed this Red Sea, and reached into where we call Baghdad, Lebanon, with them people. He left and he went to the wilderness, and when he came back, he won cousin Aaron, took half and put them to worship idols. Moses died. Abraham had a vision, who was of the same family, to go to Jerusalem. He went to Jerusalem. He established old Jerusalem. And that's where they are today, and we are calling them Palestinians. But these people who Hitler had from the Balkans, Ukraine and them places, to kill them because they were worshipping a black religion, not because of ethnic cleansing. It's a black, the Jewish religion is a black religion. And Hitler was mad to see a white man worshipping a black religion. He wound them up and decided he gonna annihilate them. But America and them tell us it's ethnic cleansing. Well, Charlie no better than that. You understand? And this is where the jihad was. The lie gonna come to truth and tell Papi and Farwell them that me say me know what's going on. They are not the people God talk about he would protect. Look what they're doing with our fat and all of them. You see them going anywhere? They're coming back. And they're gonna hit hard.